This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
We're chatting to Georgia Dermish. She's on the phone right now. How are you, Georgia?
I'm very well. How are you going, guys?
Yeah, we're awesome. Good. Thank you very much. You're very excited. Are you a morning person, are you?
You know what? I probably say I'm a morning person.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Have you had your coffee?
Well, you know what? I don't drink coffee and tea as of yet, but I did have a Milo.
That'll do it. That'll do it. That sounds good. That sounds delicious. Now, Georgia, tell us a little bit about your work and what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm in my final year of my PhD. The thesis looks at giving voice and agency to First Nations youth in higher education and looking at their well-being. So, how do First Nations youth conceptualise well-being and what are the drivers and barriers and how can universities better support their well-being? In particular, a lot of our mob have a lot of unresolved trauma, and I think universities aren't really supporting. And how can universities better help, mob heal and make the university space a more culture safe and a place of belonging? A lot of research and my findings continue to prove this. A lot of First Nations research and academics have been saying this for years. How can, First Nations mob walk into a space and have their identities respected and feel safe?
Now, that's a lot of work. I mean, it sounds like you're doing some great things. Being a First Nations woman yourself, can you tell us who your mob is and where you come from?
Yes, so I'm a proud Welwyn and Gomeray woman. My family are from Warren, so my beautiful grandmother, Alma Rachel Darcy, her and her siblings were born and raised on the Beemunnel Reserve in Warren, which is not far from Dubbo in New South Wales. And they were removed from welfare when she was the oldest, she was 13. And they were taken, and she was taken at Cootamundra Girls Home. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet my grandmother. But her strength and resilience and her story today definitely influenced and shapes all of my family. I've been born and raised in Sydney. My beautiful mum, Louise Dermish. Stunning. Living my final year.
It's stunning, huh? George, it sounds like, obviously, I'm a proud First Nations man myself, and it sounds like, the trauma that has happened to your family, you're trying to make sure that, it's a lot easier to have a space at universities like you talked about and make it more comfortable to go there. How do you do that? What are some of the steps and initiatives that you've got to do to make it comfortable?
Definitely, and to say that my grandmother, she was denied a higher education, and because of I want to recognise, make this really clear, because of past ancestors, our elders and mob have advocated for years, the generation today are able to have access to higher education, so I want to honour those as well that have passed and continuously still fighting for that. So what youth have said and what past Indigenous said is, there are not enough Indigenous academics. Mm-hmm. And, First Nations, young First Nations person walking into uni and not seeing, in Indigenous studies, not having, history, your culture being taught by a non-Indigenous person, that can be really uncomfortable and very distressing. Yeah. So findings are showing employ more Indigenous academics. We've got a lot of talented mob out there. And the Indigenous student support centres are really important in creating that sense of belonging. So the youth that I've spoken to have said that's really important. For a lot of mob, it's sacrificing, so they have to move away. Yeah. Mob are living in rural.
From family, definitely.
They have to move away from family and leave country. And they're leaving, sacrificing, leaving their
culture. And that's hard, isn't it, Georgia? Like, that's hard for our culture to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, I'm really lucky because I've born and raised in Sydney and my family here, even though my family live across the country. But I didn't have to, I didn't have to personally leave my mum and my dad and my sister. And I couldn't, imagine, leaving your loved one. Yeah. That's really difficult. And so how can, if you're leaving your family, how can you have that support network?
And I think, you know what, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. It's with anything in life too. I mean, not only just going to university, but it could be having a job here. It could be having a job in the city. That's going to better yourself in the long run. Now, Georgia, just to go back on that topic a little bit there, for you to, you know, to put people in the right roles in universities as well, to be able to teach our culture more. The next step for there is to take it to, you know, our schools, our primary schools, our high schools, you know, the bigger picture. Is that, you know, for me, I think I would have benefited a lot more knowing about, you know, who I was as a man, as my culture. I still feel like in schools now, we're probably not doing it enough.
No, there's not a lot of truth-telling.
No.
Our histories aren't told from an Aboriginal perspective, and our knowledges are important, and you're still seeing our voices being silenced in many aspects of our society, such as, you know, the rejection of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, for example, and the work around that as well, and the fight to receive the voice proposals at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, well, Georgia, you're doing an amazing show. Absolutely. What you're doing is you know, you're taking initiative and you're starting the ball rolling, and that's what we need. We thank you so much for doing that for us. You know, for our people, because we need more. You know, strong women, Indigenous women like you, you know, in the world to keep it going. We thank you so much, and look, keep us updated. How you know we can help out and to make it better. What do you, you know, how can we help, I suppose?
Yeah, I think you know, keep supporting you know, First Nations in academics and keep reading their stuff and promoting it. I think education is really important. Although, you know, the completion rates aren't well at the moment, there's a major gap. I think, you know, positive stories and representation, that's what I hope that my thesis does and removes away from that deficit language and discourse and recognising the resilience and the strength of our people. I think healing is really important as well for all individuals. You know, everyone, a lot of our mob, as I said, have had difficult lives and there's a lot of unresolved trauma. So I'm currently... I'm a part of the youth committee at the Healing Foundation, and so a lot of the work they do, as you might know, is to work with communities and stolen generation survivors to promote intergenerational healing, and you know, to help mob, you know, heal and talk about issues, you know, support each other, when, you know, talk about it, don't, you know, let it bottle up.
Well, look, we thank you so much. Like I said, you keep educating everyone because it's so important. We're right behind you, everyone here at 98.9, and we appreciate you coming on today and, you know, spreading a bit of light on the subject. So thank you so much. And hopefully we get to speak to you again really soon. And when we do next time, hopefully, you know, it's further down the track and it's a lot better than what we are now.
You know, definitely. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming on.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.